You think they'd go for that? Why not? We pay their livelihood after all, and it's only temporary. If they don't want to take them, then they can sit in harbour and lose money. The paddle boats can hardly be used for bulk cargo. Once we've repossessed the boats, we'll give them to captains who are more flexible. Unless they all band together. Those captains are a clannish lot. Remember that fuss over Crompton's accident? He rams a log and blames us for sending him off on an uncharted tributary. We had to pay for the repairs. The last thing we need right now is an outbreak of trade unionism. What shall I do, then? The transients' dormitories can't hold more than 7,000 at once. Ah, to hell with it. Tell the captains they're taking more heads per trip, and that's final. I don't want the transients in Durringham a moment longer than necessary. He tried not to think what would ever happen if one of the paddle boats capsized in the Julif. Lalonde had no organized emergency services. There were 5 or 6 ambulances working out of the church hospital for casualties in the city, but a disaster 1,000 kilometers upriver. And the colonists were nearly all arcology dwellers. Half of them couldn't swim. But after this, we'll have to see about increasing the number of boats, because as sure as pig shit, we won't ever get a reduction in the number of colonists they send us. I heard on the grapevine Earth's population is creeping up again. The number of illegal births rose 3% last year, and that's just the official illegals. If you want more boats, that will mean more mortgage loans, Terence observed. I can do basic arithmetic, thank you. Tell the comptroller to shrink some other budgets to compensate. Terence wanted to ask which divisions. Every administration department was chronically underfunded. The look on Colin Rexrue's face stopped him. Right, I'll get on to it. He loaded a note in his neural mnemonics general business file. It wouldn't be a bad idea to look into safety on those paddle boats sometime. Make them carry life belts. Nobody in Durringham makes life belts. So that's a fresh business opportunity for some smart entrepreneur. And yes, I know it would need another loan to establish. Hell, do we have a cork analog tree here? They could carve them. Everything else on this bloody planet is made out of wood. Or mud. God, don't remind me. Colin glanced out of the window again. The clouds had descended until they were only about 400 meters above the ground. Dante got it all wrong, he thought. Hell isn't about searing heat, it's about being permanently wet. Anything else? Yes. The marshal you sent up to Schuster County has filed his report. I didn't want to load it into the office datanet. Good thinking. Colin knew the CNIS team monitored their satellite communications. There was also Ralph Hilch, sitting snugly over in the Kulu Embassy like a land-bound octopus with its tentacles plugged into damn near every administration office, siphoning out information. Although God alone knew why Kulu bothered, maybe paranoia was a trait the Saldanas had geneered into their supergenes. He had also heard a strictly unofficial whisper that the Edenists had an active intelligence team on the planet which was pushing credulity beyond any sane limits. "What was the summary?" he asked Terence. He drew a complete blank. "Nothing?" 4 families have definitely gone missing, just like the sheriff said. All of them lived out on the savannah a fair distance away from Schuster Town itself. He visited their homesteads and said it was like they walked out one morning and never came back. All their gear had been looted by the time he arrived, of course, but he asked around. Apparently there was even food laid out ready for a meal in one home. No sign of a struggle, no sace or crocodile attack, nothing. It really spooked the other colonists. Strange. Have we had any reports of bandit gangs operating up there? No. In any case, bandits wouldn't stop after just a few families. They'd keep going until they were caught. Those families disappeared 9 weeks ago now, and there have been no reports of any repetition. Whatever did happen, it looks like a one-off. And bandits would have stripped the homesteads of every remotely useful piece of gear anyway, Colin mused out loud. What about Tyraska farmers? Do they know anything? The Marshal rode out to their territory. They claim they've had no contact with humans since they left Durringham. He's pretty sure they're telling the truth. There was certainly no sign of any humans ever being in their houses. His affinity-bonded dog had a good scout around.